Sugarbush Resort in Warren has announced it will be acquired by a large ski conglomerate. Alterra Mountain Company will buy Sugarbush for an undisclosed amount next year. The sale is expected to be finalized in the first quarter of 2020. This is the latest in a wave of acquisitions in the ski industry here in Vermont. And here now to talk more about this move is the president and CEO of Sugarbush, Wynn Smith. Good afternoon, Mr. Smith.
Good afternoon, Henry. How are you today?
Good. Well, so Sugarbush has been independent throughout your tenure as CEO for over 15 years. So why sell now?
Well, you know, I think there are two reasons, Henry. First of all, we're doing well, and it's always good to sell when you're doing well. But really the main reason is I'd say there are a couple of factors. What's occurring in the ski industry with the consolidation, you know, I think is great for the consumer, but it puts more challenges on an independent resort like us. You know, when somebody can buy an Epic or an Icon Pass at about the same value that we offer or even less and ski at multiple resorts, that's a pretty competitive offering. You know, the large organizations now have some purchasing power that allows them to do things more efficiently than we can. You know, when I buy a new groomer, I pay full price. When they buy multiple groomers, they can clearly negotiate better than that. So, you know, I'd say the consolidation is factor number one. Secondly, you know, with the growing impact of climate change, we're going to have to continue to make investments, especially in upgrading our snowmaking and other elements to remain, you know, competitive and sustainable. And while, you know, we could clearly do that on our own, you know, some of the bills would be big, and I think we could do it faster and better with a, you know, a better capitalized parent. And then thirdly, I'd say that there are some challenges of and costs of doing business in Vermont. You know, we have some higher costs, and that's the given reality. We live with it. But being able to have other cost efficiencies by being part of a larger organization, you know, help to offset those to some degree.
Well, in terms of the skiers that come to Sugarbush, will they notice changes once this is finalized?
I expect they're going to see very little change. Now, the reason that we're very comfortable with Alterra and the reason that I want to stay on as president for the foreseeable future is they're not going to micromanage us. You know, they're buying a company they feel is doing well. It's well run. They appreciate our mission, our values, our culture, our brand. They're not going to change our products this year. They're not changing any employees, and, you know, entire team is staying on. So I think, you know, when people come up here, they're not going to see very much different. Now, next year, we will be offering the Icon Pass in place of many, if not most, of our Sugarbush season passes, but we may even, you know, still continue to offer some of our own unique ones.
And we should say the Icon Pass, this is a pass that will allow skiers to ski at Sugarbush and the other resorts that are owned by Alterra.
That's correct. You know, Icon now, before us, owned 14 resorts, and they partner with 41 resorts around North America and even in Europe and in Asia. So really, it's very competitive. You know, Vail has a very competitive offering. So the consumer is doing really well with these new multi-resort passes.
Well, just speaking of the consumer, Vermont does have a reputation of sorts of being not a very corporate of a state. Do you worry about any kind of backlash from loyal skiers who've skied at Sugarbush and enjoyed the fact that it's been an independent resort?
No, I don't. And the reason I don't is I don't think they're really going to see a lot of corporate impact here. You know, they are buying us, as I said, because they like what they're doing. They want us to remain, you know, with our own independent brand, et cetera. Like any well-run organization, they're going to want me to put together a good plan and a budget and then, you know, live within that. But that's no different than I've been running this place for 18 years.
Finally, you mentioned earlier on climate change, mm-hmm. which is obviously a major consideration for many ski areas in the long term. Does this sale essentially help you guard against potential losses in the future as the climate warms?
You know, I think it does, Henry. You know, we have made significant upgrades to our snowmaking capacity right now. We've done tremendous initiatives in creating more energy efficiency snowmaking. But, you know, with the volatility in the weather, with the likelihood that we might see more, you know, thaw, freeze events over the course of winter, you want to be able to take advantage of the snowmaking temperature opportunities whenever you can. So it's not that we'd put more water on the hill in the course of the season, but if we have a period of time and we could put out 8,000 gallons a minute instead of 4,000 gallons a minute, it makes a huge difference.
Wynn Smith is the CEO of Sugarbush. As we've been speaking about, Sugarbush will be acquired by Alterra Mountain Company. That sale is expected to go through in the first quarter of 2020. Wynn Smith, thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you, Henry.
And a disclosure, Sugarbush is one of VPR's underwriters.